You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 19, verse 26 and 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Brethren, Jesus was dying for the sin of the world. That is the most important thing anybody can be doing. Everybody is busy doing something. But you see, the most important thing anyone can be busy doing is saving the whole world. And Jesus was doing that on the cross. Jesus was in pain. Jesus was terrified. Jesus was being terrified. But in the midst of that, Jesus had time to take care of his mother. Brethren, please take care of your parent. There is nothing you are doing on earth that can excuse you from taking care of your parent. Some of you have not even called your parent for months. You've not even called them for months. You lay claim to be busy. Some of you are living abroad. You are sleeping in good, beautiful houses. Your parents are struggling somewhere to even sleep, to even find something to eat. Some of you are sleeping in 5-star hotels. Your parents don't have proper mattress. Just for you to buy a decent, proper mattress for your parents, you cannot buy a proper mattress. And you lay claim to be a follower of Jesus. Which Jesus are you following? Is it the one that while he was dying, he could still take care of his parents? And look at Jesus. He handed his mother to the beloved disciple. Not just anybody. Jesus will not treat Mary carelessly just because he was dying for the sin of the world. He didn't just choose anybody to take care of his parents. He chose his disciple that loved him so much and that he also loved so much that this is the one who can take care of my mother the way I will take care of my mother. And that's why he said, "Behold your son, behold your mother." That means that, see, you have seen me as your son, but now see him as your son. He will treat you the way I will treat you. How many of you are treating your parents the way Jesus would treat them? How many of you, if you are young, are you honoring your parents? Are you honoring your parents? Brethren, it is Christ-like to take care of our parent, to honor our parent, to check after them. Sometimes they may prove difficult. That is not your business to judge. Your business is to follow the example of the Lord. You can never be too busy to take care of your parents. If Jesus was never too busy to take care of Mary, dying for the sin of the world, and yet he was still mindful, in pain, to take care of Mary. And Jesus didn't give excuse and say, "Well, I don't have anything. What can I do?" Some of you are giving excuses. Jesus looked for the best person that could take care of his mother. And even on the cross, in pain, he settled that matter. He resolved that matter. He ensured that while he was away, his mother is well taken care of. That is to tell you that before Jesus went to the cross, he was taking care of Mary. And so now that he will not be around, he handed over to John. He would not have handed over to John if he was around. So if Jesus took care of his own mother, brethren, take care of your father and your mother. Stop saying that my father did something, I won't talk to him. My mother did something, I won't talk to him. It is not your business to be judging what happened between your father and your mother. Your own business is to obey the Lord, to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you need to start with just a call today and say, it's been long I called my dad. It's been long I called my mom. Let me check on them. Let me put data on their phone. Let me put credit on their phone. Let me renew their subscription. Let me do a little here, a little there. Let me check something that can be done. You will realize that many times, those things, you can actually do it. You are not just committed to do it. It's a shame if you are flying about, having a great time, and your parents are suffering. I want to tell you, or you are on the pulpit preaching, and your parents are suffering. It is better you leave that pulpit and go and take care of your parents, and then come back to that pulpit, than to continue on the pulpit and be deceiving yourself. Let's follow the example of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.